Good morning. It's a Friday morning. Friday morning on the eve of a Memorial Day weekend. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. And in our lockbox challenge, we have $746,275. Alan, just a little bit more and we'll be done.
Well, you know, David, it's a wonderful thing because people really are doing what they need to do in order to finish it off. Now, remember, when we had regular fund drives, we would be on all day long. We would have different crews. We had the morning crew and the night crew and the middle of the day crew. And in our contemporary on-air, just the 9 to 11 time, we have equaled that because people really care and they're really concerned. Now, will we go back to regular fund drives? Probably. But right now, we have the ability to finish it off today. Now, it'll be a tall order. The fact is, in the last time we did this, we did do $200,000 the last day. And I have a plan which will allow us to do exactly that today. But if we don't, no big. We'll be back on Tuesday, and we'll do it then, because we have the best audience in the world, and they're always there. It's that simple. So we have a choice as a group, as we always do, whether to listen, whether to have a radio station, whether everybody who listens does something to help. It doesn't have to be a lot. It can be just a little or it can be a lot. Whatever anybody can do, they do. And the question is, how much do you treasure WAMC? How much do you need it? Okay, here's an acid test. Are you listening? If you're listening, then we would love it if you could do something to help. Help keep this here, because in the end, that's what it is. You know, there are radio stations in this world and television stations that rely principally on very wealthy people. We're not one of them. Do wealthy people contribute? Yes, and we love them for doing it. But so does everybody else. And that's what this is all about. And that's how you keep a radio station alive. So we've done it, everybody. We've done it together so far. And if, as long as we can keep doing it, we'll be fine.
Thank you for whatever you can do. WAMC.org. Well, in the New York Times today, Russia appears to carry out hack through system used by U.S. aid agency. Here we go again. Microsoft reported that it had detected the intrusion and the same hackers behind the earlier SolarWinds attack were responsible. The breach comes 3 weeks before President Biden is scheduled to meet with Vladimir Putin at a moment of increased tension between the nations.
Hey, you know what, David? Putin is a bad guy. He's a former KGB colonel. Remember the KGB? They were the official state criminal agency. And now they're not the KGB anymore. But the same old Putin, the same old KGB guy, is there. He's doing his thing. Now, you set up a bureaucracy and you say, your job is to create dissonance in the United States. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think once you set up an agency, they just stop doing what they're doing? No. You gave them a job, they're going to continue to do the job, and it's a warlike move. No question. You hope that we're not doing the same thing, and I don't think we are. But the fact is that they're doing it. They have a job, they eat breakfast, they go to work, they do some of this stuff, and they come home. Come on, everybody. We know what they're up to. And Joe Biden knows it, too. I'm putting my money on him. We had a former president who had a very, let me say that again, very cozy relationship with Putin. We'll never quite know about it. At least it appears that we won't know. Somebody must know. But he didn't say anything bad about Putin. When he talked to Putin, he didn't want anybody else there. This is not a good situation. And if Trump was in collusion with the Russians, we damn well ought to know about it.
Well, from attacks on our democracy from the outside to the attack on the Capitol and our democracy from the inside. Senate Republicans poised to block the creation of a special commission today to study the deadly January 6th attack on the Capitol, dashing hopes for a bipartisan panel amid a GOP push to put the violent insurrection by Donald Trump supporters behind them. Broad Republican opposition was expected in what would be the first successful Senate filibuster, Alan, of the Biden presidency, even as the family of a Capitol police officer who collapsed and died after the siege and other officers who battled rioters went office to office asking GOP senators to support the commission. Your thoughts this morning?
Well, it's a disgrace. Of course, we all know it. We all saw it. For these foolish people, the Republicans who were weak at the knees and trembling and that Trump will come after them, so they have to do whatever this would-be dictator wants, is a disgrace. They have to go to sleep at night. They have to look in a mirror, these people. Now, there are some, Susan Collins, who has proven to us over the years that she can play it a little bit both ways, but in the end usually comes down with the Republicans. This time, she says she's going to vote for the investigation. Mitt Romney says the same thing, and they are, of course, not enough. You need 10 of those people, and you're not going to get them this way. So they save themselves, or they do the right thing, whatever you want to believe. But that Republican group is going to say, there's nothing wrong with what happened at the Capitol. Wait, wait, wait. You mean to say you weren't listening when we heard that Trump was down at one end of Constitution Avenue saying to everybody, I'm going up there with you. We're going to do that. And you have to be angry and you have to really let them know. And tried to rob us of our democracy, tried to call off a presidential election, and somehow we're not doing anything about it. Hey, we know what's happened here. And we know that the reason that Trump is in the low 30s in terms of his approval rating is because a lot of people know what he tried to do. It's just nothing short of disgraceful.
Political observer Alan Chartok, you know, state of disinformation in the world. And that's why WAMC is so darn important. WAMC.org. We've got to get to the $1 million, and we can do it today, right, Alan?
No, we can do it today. We know it. If we don't do it today, we'll do it on Tuesday when we come back, first thing in the morning. So it's really up to everybody to make a decision. Not only, David, because we need the money and we can't operate the station without it, but because everybody is a participant. And as a group, we decide. And if, as long as we can keep doing it, we'll be fine.
We can have it if we can keep it.
We can have it if we can keep it. I like it.
WAMC.org.